वंदे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंदो सहोदतो गोदोधये पुष्पवंतो चित्रोस्कंदोतमोनदो। We have come to the house of Nandan Acharya. We are one of the very beloved disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. Install these deities of Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda. The Samadhi Mandir of Srila Goswami Maharaj is also on the other side of the temple. As we are leaving, we should offer our prayers and obeisances at his lotus feet. In this very holy place, let us welcome to our Gaura Mandala Yatra His Holiness Srila Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj. This is the place of the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. During their manifested Leela in this world. It was also a favorite hiding place of both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the province of Radha Desh in Ekachakra. The love that his parents had for him was so deep and spiritually profound that they literally could not tolerate even a moment without seeing him with their eyes. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, knowing that his purpose of coming to this world was to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in propagating the Harinam Sankirtan movement, was wondering, how will I leave my parents? How is it possible? So by his divine will, when he was 12 years old, a sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit in Padmavati and requested that their eldest son travel with him on pilgrimage. This story we will talk in greater depth tomorrow when we visit Sri Ekachakra Dham. So he left his home and traveled for 20 years to the various holy places. Then he came to Vrindavan and stayed at a place called Sringarbhat. And in the mood of Lord Balaram, played like a simple cowherd boy. He would splash the other gopas in the Jamuna. He would roll in the dust of Vrindavan. He was so absorbed being in Vrindavan that he forgot eating and sleeping. He was simply playing in the role of Balaramji as a small cowherd boy. He remained there until he understood that Lord Gauranga had returned from Gaya to inaugurate the Harinam Sankirtan movement, the Yuga Dharma of this age. He left Vrindavan, came to Navadvip. Upon arriving, without speaking anything to anyone, he came to this place which is the house of the great Vaishnava, Nandan Acharya. He made it very clear that no one should know who he was or where he was. He was in hiding. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur says that anyone who hears about the arrival of Nityananda Prabhu in Navadvip Dham will most certainly attain the great wealth of spiritual love for Krishna. Nandan Acharya welcomed him. He gazed at him with such deep love and devotion, offered him not only his home, but his very life. Nityananda Prabhu enjoyed transcendental pastime of exchanging the deep love of Nandan Acharya in this place. Meanwhile, one day Lord Chaitanya told his devotees that in 2 or 3 days a great personality will appear before us. The devotees were very excited, because when Lord Gaurasundara would speak something like this, it had tremendous, tremendous significance. One morning he took the devotees to his home. He bowed down to Lord Vishnu, and he spoke from his heart. Last night, I had a dream. In this dream, a magnificent chariot, such a chariot that it could take one to the spiritual world, it came and stopped right in front of the door of my home. This chariot had a flag with the insignia of a palm tree upon it. Standing upon it was a very tall person who was carrying a mace in one arm and a kamandalu in another. He had blue garments, a blue turban, an earring in his ear. I think he looked like Lord Balaram. He spoke with a very grave voice. Is this the home of Nimai Pandit? Is this the home of Nimai Pandit? He repeated these words 10 or 20 times. I inquired from him, O great personality, who are you? He smiled upon me and replied, I am your brother. Tomorrow we will get to know each other. Upon speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the mood of Lord Balaram and began to cry, Varuni, Varuni, bring me Varuni! Varuni, bring Varuni! Srivas Thakur said, the nectar of Varuni, you have it within your heart in full. You have come to distribute that nectar to the whole world. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became patient and he ordered Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur that this great personality, he is now in Navadvip, find him. So they went out into the streets. Srivas and Haridas went to every home, to every bathing ghat, to every bazaar and marketplace. They searched continuously for 9 hours. But they could not find any trace of such a personality. They returned to the Lord and said, my Lord, we looked everywhere. Did you find him? No. We went to every house of every devotee, of every Brahmin. We went to the house of ordinary people. We went to every bathing ghat, every marketplace, everywhere. The only thing we missed was the outlying villages. We could not find him anywhere. Lord Chaitanya smiled he said, Lord Nityananda is very mysterious person. If he hides, no one can find him. Then the Lord stood up and said, come, come with me, we will go. The Lord left his home and walked directly to this place, the house of Nanda and Acharya. There they saw Nityananda Prabhu standing in an ecstatic trance of love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya bowed down at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu from a distance, and all of the other devotees followed in his footsteps. When the Lord, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, saw Lord Chaitanya, in his heart of hearts, he thought, here is my life. Upon seeing the Lord, he became so totally immersed in the ecstasy of seeing Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that all of his mind and senses were tasting the nectar of this darshan. With his tongue, he was tasting the Lord's body. With his eyes, he was seeing his body. With his arms, he was embracing his body. With his nose, he was smelling him. He was totally absorbed in the darshan of the Lord. He stood motionless. He was stunned. He had beautiful lotus eyes, a complexion like radiant gold, his arms extended below his knees. He was the very embodiment of spiritual beauty. Seeing him standing in a motionless condition, Lord Chaitanya told Srivas to sing particular songs from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srivas began to explain Krishna and Balaram, how they appeared while going into the forest of Vrindavan. It is a prayer by the gopis of Braj, describing how Krishna is decorated with beautiful flowers, his complexion like a monsoon cloud, laughing with his friends, playing on his flute. In this way, he entered into the forest of Vrindavan. When Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he fainted. Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, go on reciting, continue reciting. Again he recited this verse over and over and over again. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then got up. He roared like thousands of lions. Then he fell to the ground. He rolled in the dust of this place. Tears began to profusely flow from his eyes. He was laughing in ecstasy. Then he got up and began to dance and jump high in the air. He was in such a state of complete, wild, ecstatic trance that the devotees thought that he was going to hurt himself. He would jump in the air, he would fall unconscious, he would fall to the ground, and it appeared that every one of his limbs and bones will be broken. In this way he was rolling, laughing, crying. The devotees, all of them, tried to hold him still. But he was like a powerful mountain. Nobody could control him. Then Lord Gauranga embraced him. Upon feeling the embrace of the Lord of his life, Nityananda Prabhu became still and quiet. As Lord Chaitanya was embracing him, he was weeping in love for his divine brother. When the devotees saw this, they were astounded. They could see that these two brothers were exchanging the highest feelings of spiritual love together. Gadadhar Pandit was thinking that, just see, Ananta Shesha, who supports the Supreme Personality of Godhead always. Now he is resting in the arms of the Supreme Lord. They have reversed positions. Today Ananta Shesha's pride has been crushed into pieces. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.